Welcome to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. I keep it real, I keep it true with real, raw, relatable storytelling. My name is Nina Babel, and I am the founder and host of the Keep It 100 Girl show. And this is a place where I interview everyday people like you and me. Each segment pivots off personal, real life stories and college experiences. So what makes me different? I celebrate embarrassment. Think of me as your go-to girlfriend. Congratulations, freshman class of 2020. It's welcome week on most HBCU college campuses, and classes are officially now in session. You made it. You moved in, and now the next 4 years, and let's keep it four people, but the next 4 years of your life starts now. The Educating Her podcast series is geared specifically towards African-American female freshmen attending an HBCU that's an historically black college and university this fall. Today, I'm dropping the first episode of the epic Educating Her series. Each episode represents my passion and purpose to empower African-American women and you men of all ages to connect with your younger college selves. Celebrate the embarrassment and pass the positivity to one female college freshman at a time. So here's how I'm going to help. For the next 10 days, yep, you heard right, I'm going to pop off your freshman year with some real actionable advice that's going to be lit, y'all. It's going to be from HBCU alum, and I even got some folks who attended PWIs to help you out. All you have to do is put in your earbuds. Or you know what? Dial up your speakers on your desktop, and then next you're going to search for the Keep It 100 Girl podcast in iTunes, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, or for your Android users, Stitcher. You want to act grown? Because in today's episode, I have some HU, Howard University sophomores, who want to talk directly to the class of 2020. I asked these ladies to give me the savage lowdown on what every female college freshman should know from day one. In today's episode, you're going to hear how your resilience is going to be tested, girlfriend. You're going to learn more about upperclassmen and their tricks, how the book bag is a dead giveaway, and let's be real about the boy-girl ratio at HBCUs. And then lastly, the Garden of Eden. Are you ready to keep it 100?
Are you ready to keep it 100?
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
My hand is raised. How about yours? The upperclassmen lesson. Nia and Nicole are both sophomores at Howard University. Learn what students refer to as the X's that mark the spot. Okay, girlfriend. They are hooraying. Waiting with bated breath for you to step off that yellow school bus, girl.
I was just surprised how many guys would, like, actually be interested in you because you're a freshman. Like, many upperclassmen would actually come up to you and try to talk to you.
You know why?
Yes, I know why, but it's just really interesting because I heard of it before, but I never experienced it. So it was kind of like shocking in a way.
So, girlfriend, this is the deal. You're gonna hear this brand new flavor in your ear. Hey, what's your name is what you're gonna hear for the next few weeks. So practice your girl swag or find one and don't be fooled.
Because they're naive. They don't know what's going on. That's the reason why they come up to them.
Right. It's obvious to you now.
But not when it was back then. Not really.
So what are the kind of things that you heard when they approached you? Do you remember? Or is anything like that sticks out?
They would just always be like, oh, hey, what's your name? You're a freshman? Like, that's always the first thing. Like, you're a freshman?
The first sign, the book bag, the ugly knapsack gives it away. PSA announcement, there's nothing popping other than your greenery about now. All upperclassmen know who you are before you even open your mouth.
The Howard book bag. They're like, you're a freshman?
The book bag gives it away.
Blue backpack.
Do they give that to all college freshmen?
Yeah, they gave that to all college freshmen. So that made us stand out from the rest of the group. So
You would think it would be like a repellent, because but it was just like flies coming to a light.
Welcome to the Modern Edgy Urban Store. This collection caters to modern, edgy, urban men and women. No more gentrifying our genius. We own it. We consider ourselves people with an edgy hip swag by nature. We are unapologetically ourselves. We are crushing it. All day, every day. We have an urban, sexy style. The Modern Edgy Urban Store is now officially open to all men and women with an edgy urban style and swag. Summer tees and greeting cards are now available online. Visit modernedgyurban.com or follow us on Instagram.
What people don't understand about Howard's campus is the boy-to-girl ratio. Yo, no lie. It's like 40% male to 60% female. Damn! So do the math. That's a lot of competition. Don't feel like you're his one and only, because chances are there's three other ones. So now we're going to hear from Nia, who shares her freshman college experience.
Of course, there's like, I think there's more boys than girls. Wait, more girls than boys. Sorry, I got to mix up. And guys have so many options when it comes to Howard. And I don't know, it's so diverse that they can choose from any girl and they can just talk sweet to them all they want. And they'll just feed into it, especially freshmen, because they're like, oh my gosh, this upperclassman actually likes me. But, but it's more of they're trying to gain control of you in a way.
Yeah.
They're not really interested in you.
Got any Howard graduate friends? Girl, you need to find some. Nia had them. They gave her pointers, but she admits now that, you know what? I didn't pay them any mind.
It was actually from friends before I went to Howard, because they knew how Howard worked in a way. But it's like, I didn't take the advice at the time. I wasn't listening. I was like, it's college. I can manage it on my own. But yeah, that had to be taught through experience.
Nicole is a second generation Howardite. She had older siblings and their friends to give her the sweet talk warning conversations that she's going to hear on campus.
Sibling figures, like, I guess, friends of my brother and sister. And so they'd be like, Nicole, you know, they're going to be coming after you. You're light skin, you know.
And they did. They did.
I'm not even trying to make myself look nice for these people. And they're just like, Nicole, you better keep yourself. And I feel like they were warning me about stuff, because my sister, she has two kids already, and she's not married or anything. And she actually had her first son when she was an undergrad at Bowie State University. So that was hard for her, just finishing school first, and she has a kid, and then she has another kid. So it's like, they really don't want me to go down that path that she went down. So that's why I guess family was like, you know, keep yourself, pay attention, be smart, which is cool, because I don't know how I would have gotten through school with a kid, or I mean, that's not even my personality. Like, that's not something I aspire to do. I don't really want to be a mom anytime soon. But it was good to know that they were like looking out for me and had my best interests at heart. So
Nicole was hip to the game early on. So she knew how guys were early on from high school. In fact, she refers to it as high school 2.0.
Yes, learning from my sister's experience and seeing her struggles kind of made me knowledgeable, I guess. Like, I was hip to the guys.
Their game.
Yeah, because I actually hung out with a lot of boys like my last 2 years of high school, so I know how they were. And it was just like high school all over again during freshman week.
You got to understand, you got hormones, you got testosterone, you got estrogen, all in one place. So the yard is just one big garden of Eden that is blooming. The freshman men, they're going to try their hand too.
Even some freshman boys too.
Oh yeah, what's their game?
Yeah.
And they can just, it's like they just try things because it's like, why not? I'm new.
Yeah.
Test the waters, and a lot of girls fall for it, which is not surprising. It's more so sad, because if you just step back and watch what goes on, you see the game that they're playing. To when you're in that game and you're being played, it's hard to kind of see that, oh, this guy is not genuine.
So I asked Nia and Nicole, you know what, did you guys fall victim to the Game of the Thrones? We all do. We all fell for it. So don't say you weren't warned.
Did you guys fall victim to the game? That's why you know better? Or were you watching? You have to learn something.
I wouldn't say I'm a victim. It's just,
yeah.
I've learned a lesson.
Okay, let's not use the word victim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say I learned a lesson through some experiences I've had with guys at Howard that probably wasn't the best, but after that I matured after that, and it's way better now.
So now that you've been through it, what are you going to share with your little sisses, Nia?
Well, I've always been told that guys were going to come up to me and try to talk sweet to me or whatnot, but I just never saw that in a way. Like, I never expected to happen to me in a way, because I was I mean, I wouldn't fall for it. I wouldn't fall for the sweet talk. Like, but it does happen. Like, you start to think, oh, this guy really likes me. Like, he wants to go out with me. He's sweet talking me. But no, actually, I should have focused more on my studies and not on that guy. And maybe, I don't know. I just think it was like a wrong turn. I went on the path of my college career. So that was like an interesting, I feel like I had to learn that, had to experience that to learn from it. So that was probably, it was basically a lesson learned. Like, it was meant to happen.
Talking you up. Everyone is different, but you need to find that side eye and execute it with confidence. Nia had to go through it to understand it.
That's basically what I learned from it. It's like, probably focus more on yourself, mature a little bit more during this college experience, and not try to mess with people who try to talk you up in a way and try to get you to do things that you wouldn't normally want to do, not in that moment of time, but you have to know for yourself that if you want to do that, go ahead, do that. But it's not, sometimes it's not the best choice for you.
One rule of my podcast is we overshare. Unlike myself, Nia and Nicole, and many others before you, the difference is HBCU class of 2020 is we're giving you the M.O. For some of you, you might feel a little embarrassed and exposed, but you know what? Know that you're going to have fun. There's nothing to be ashamed of. We're giving you that muscle power, bounce, and sunshine just like Simone Biles. And you're going to learn to stand up for yourself with that Gabby Douglas, I don't put my hand on my chest for the national anthem, and not feel any pressure. And that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show. It's about the aha moments, advice, and lastly, the mother friggin' HBCU black girl magic girlfriend knowledge me and my guests will be delivering over the next couple of weeks. Women want to know what other women consider normal, what women are thinking, and what they're not saying out loud. There's no manual on this. You got to create your own based on what works for you and your personality. Me, I can only give you options. It's up to you to make those better informed decisions based on what we're telling you, what other women are telling you, what these experts are telling you, what the HBCU alums are telling you, including myself. So tune in tomorrow, where you're going to learn how two or three of us, we failed our first semester in college, but you know what? We're all now entrepreneurs, and one of us has a PhD, and we're doing good. I'm going to keep it 100. I keep it real. I keep it true. Smooches.